Jordan Mays is on 95.3 The Bull.
It's Chris Jansen.
Chris Jansen, what are you doing?
I'm driving. I'm driving my car right now. I'm stuck in traffic.
Well, we appreciate you checking in. What a busy week. Hosting Backstage Country right here on 95.3 The Bull. We've loved having you.
Oh, right on, man. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you. And this will be some icing on the cake, maybe.
So are you having fun doing that stuff?
Absolutely. It's easy. It just gets me, I mean, you know, the only thing that you got to do is leave the house. So sometimes you don't even have to do that. So, no, it's always been pretty easy to me. I mean, it's just business as usual.
There it is. Well, it's nice to have some business back, I assume. You're playing what is going to be one of the first live shows in the area in, 7 months.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. Well, I appreciate it. And, it's going to be the night before Halloween, so we look forward to seeing everybody. And it's going to be a socially distanced drive-in show, which turns out, you know, they've been pretty awesome. I've done several of these so far. This one's going to be an acoustic show, so it'll just be me solo with all my instruments and pianos and guitars, harmonicas, and things like that, and should be an awesome time.
How have the other ones gone? Because I know you've done some full band stuff. Is this, have you done the acoustic one for the cars yet?
It's honestly the way that if I were going to go to a concert, frankly, would want to go, because you're not fighting for a spot. It's just, you know, it can get pretty crazy, you know, at times at concerts, but they've been packed, and there's been a lot of cars, and people are able to get out and just chill in their lawn chairs and kind of like bring a cooler or whatever they want to do and just tailgate. It's easy. It's actually turned out to be pretty beneficial, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it's been great. So coming up next Friday, October 30th, the Now Arena parking lot. Some tickets are on sale now. You can get the details at thebullrockford.com. How has the last 7 months been for you? I'd imagine the kids are loving having dad around.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you asking. It's been real good, actually, man. We just... you know, as far as music is concerned, it gives me more time to write and to be working on what will be the next album, which I'm excited about. And of course, as you know, we just released Waiting on 5, and that's going good, and just came off with number one with Done, so we're thankful for that. And that was all, you know, during this time of not touring, so it was good to have a hit during it, good to have a song go number one. And it hasn't been as bad as one may think. You know, we've just been staying busy in other ways and basically catching up on all the things that we said we wanted to catch up on before we had time to do so, you know?
Yeah.
So it's not been so bad, and we're healthy, so we're grateful for that.
Yeah, most important, right? All right, man. Well, we can't wait to, of course, hear you again tonight, Backstage Country, right here on 95.3 The Bull, and, of course, see you next Friday night at the drive-in.
Well, I sure look forward to it, and look forward to seeing all the fans, too, so we'll see you there.
All right, thanks, Chris.
Okay, brother. See you, man.